Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
Welcome back to the, and I say welcome back, when did we last talk to you? Thursday night, welcome back here to our studio. We don't ever really leave it, that's the way it feels. Anyway, welcome back to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show here every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast, a news talk and entertainment show that knows what in the hell it's talking about, and truth is our bitch. Here is a headline that I just discovered that we'll read about. Jason Molina, Magnolia Electric Company leader, dead at the age of 39. Mr. Molina, an alternative singer-songwriter, best known as the leader of Magnolia Electric Company, died at the age of 39 on Saturday. His death was confirmed by longtime label Secretly Canadian on Monday. The other news that we were going to start off with is an interesting story on Bill O'Reilly and the ongoing, it seems like, the ongoing hassle between him and his ex-wife. They divorced, and now there's a custody battle, and I think O'Reilly is trying to have her officially committed to hell. And
you're not kidding either, are you?
No, I'm not kidding. I mean, I'm sure it's not that ridiculous.
What do you mean to hell?
They're trying to have his ex-wife gone to hell.
He's trying to have his ex-wife sent to hell. Yeah. Now I don't know if you can do that. In fact, as a Catholic, I can tell you right now, no, you can't.
Well, you don't know the people.
Yeah, you don't know the people. Bone Riley knows.
Name is Bone Riley.
His name isn't Bone Riley, it's O'Reilly. You know that.
Well,
he's doing it on purpose. You know, this is what ruins your show. The show starts out on a relatively literate note, and then Bud, seeing that things aren't going his way, seeing that things are going to be intelligent and erudite, decides to drop, if you will, a stink bomb. Bone Riley is what I'm talking about.
Why did you say Bone Riley?
I was going to say Bill O'Reilly, and it came out Bone Riley. That sound kind of weird to you? Okay, but that sound normal to me.
All right, I can understand that.
No, man, come on. You're going to buy that, right?
You're buying that he was going to say Bill O'Reilly and came out Bone Riley.
It's happened to me. I will say I'll start out with the consonant of the first name, and then it happens. It just so happens that every time you do that, Bud, it's extremely suspicious.
Why?
Bone Riley?
What about him? I mean, God, sound like...
Could be a guy's name, you know.
Sure, that's a guy's name. All right, so any event, we're going to talk about that. It's it's an interesting story from the standpoint. Just that's the only part of it that I think is fascinating. I'll tell you that right now. Big push on to have you and you and you and you and you and all of you out there, the Logo volunteers, join us here as Backstage Pass members. That's right. And we want you to be a part of our website, a part of our family, a part of our video cast here. Because we're doing Phil TV right now, and I stand or sit or whatever it is I'm supposed to be doing here in front of the El Pacifico behind me, the beautiful sort of rust-colored sunset.
Oh my God!
I'm sorry. The ocean and the
what happened?
Nothing. I was just the ocean and the jetty to my left and the. So we broadcast here each and every night. We're also going to be adding one extra bit of programming on Phil TV during the daytime. We are also going to be adding a weekend show. And as we move toward the illustrious and glorious future, we're going to be bringing on board Phil TV other people with other approaches and other things to say, shall we say, and we will have them here on the platform. Now, we also have... iOS streaming, that is, if you have an Apple iPhone or iPad or anything like that, you can take us wherever you want. We are fully mobile on all kinds of devices at Phil TV and PhilHendryShow.com. So a Backstage Pass, which is a subscription to our site, which is like $9.95 for 5,000 hours, 5,000 hours of damn good radio show, ask Jay Moore.
Yeah, ask Howard Stern.
Ask Howard Stern. Ask Glenn Beck. I'm not kidding you. These are all people that have... endorsed our show, have come to watch our show, have said that they like our show.
Can you say George Carlin?
Yeah, sure. I mean, George Carlin. God rest your soul, George. George Carlin was a guy that listened to our show. A lot of folks, so I wouldn't use their names on the site.
Why not?
Because I don't want to commercially exploit them.
And yet you use them on the air, and it's the same thing, thank you.
All right, Margaret, God. Not like I haven't done it before.
No, that's true. That's the first time you've done it.
I avoid saying things like that because I don't want to be a douchebag, to be honest with you.
A what?
I don't want to be a douchebag sitting here saying things like,
hey, listen to my show.
Maybe I ought to. You know, that's been one of my problems in life. I ought to tout more the people who like us and the things that we done did and do and all that, man. I don't do it, you know. I've always been extremely modest when it comes to that stuff because I don't want to sound like some jackass. So I don't sit there and like a lot of these guys, and you know who a good friend of mine is, and I don't talk about it, you know.
Well, you don't hang out with these people.
No, I don't hang out with them, but they listen to the show, and they've told me. So in any event, join us at philhenryshow.com with a backstage pass and be just like Clint Eastwood. Now,
yeah, you said you're going to say anything.
Well, I don't think he's got a BSP. No way. All right. Bill O'Reilly wants his ex-wife to go straight to the cooking place, man. And we're talking about hell. As was previously reported, the Fox News falafelist, this is Gawker talking. That's because he rubbed a falafel on that girl.
What's that?
It was a, Margaret, you know.
It's a Middle Eastern kind of dumpling. It's a deep fried. It's very delicious.
Yeah, it's kind of like a crab cake or like a crab cake.
No, it's nothing like a crab cake. Nothing like a crab cake.
Well, it's sort of crispy like a crab cake.
What are you talking? Yes, it's crispy like a crab cake or pie crust. What does that mean?
Well, in other words, what Bud was saying, never mind.
Yes, it is. Yeah, thank you, Phil. Yeah, Bud, you're so wrong.
Well, it's like a crab cake, though.
I just got done telling you, you five and dime.
It's not a crab cake, Bud.
I tell you, it's like a crab cake.
Would you stop saying crab cake, or I'm going to come over there and I'm going to put these two fingers in those two eyeballs.
He's pointing at my testicles.
No, I...
Bud, would you come on?
No, I was not. A falafel is... Oh, my God, I'm so... A falafel...
What's wrong?
I'm telling you, he's pissing me off.
Take it easy, okay?
All he says is like a crab cake.
Oh, baby, I went...
Watch it! Bud, quit saying it like that, because it's starting to tense me up.
What?
Crab cake! Some ways that people say things just makes a guy want to start swinging, you know? Haven't you ever heard somebody talking like that?
I have. My aunt, Mavis, I'll say, hey, go on, get me Henry Winehart. Y'all say, Winehart, you know? And I'll say, man, you got to stop doing that now. You got to stop doing that. That's got to stop.
What does she say?
She says, Winehart.
Yeah. She said, I want to get me a Winehart. I'll say, that's got to stop.
Or else you want to do what, kill her?
No, I don't want to kill her or anything.
Yeah, you kill an old lady, they'll burn you down for sure.
Get out of here, man.
All right, so let's get back to what we're talking about here, which is Bill O'Reilly and the falafel. Anyway, he became separated from his former wife, Maureen McFilmy, in 2011. Is that right, McFilmy? And later went on to an apparently corrupt crusade, I don't know what was corrupt about it, to destroy the career of the Nassau County police detective she was dating. This is according to Gawker. We have now confirmed that O'Reilly and McFilmy have been formally divorced, that she's since married the detective, and that O'Reilly is in the midst of a scorched-earth custody battle, dubbed appropriately enough Anonymous versus Anonymous. This is because they're public personalities. It's Anonymous 1 versus Anonymous 2. So he and his wife started living in separate places in 2011, in 2010, rather. In 2011, O'Reilly used his connections with the Nassau County Police to try to launch an internal affairs investigation into this Nassau County detective. You'll notice I don't think we have this guy's name yet, which doesn't necessarily mean we won't, but and this was because he had been sleeping with O'Reilly's wife, which is a capital offense.
No, it's not.
I'm kidding.
You go to jail for that.
You're not going to go to jail because you slept with Bill O'Reilly's wife.
Yeah, I'm talking about Bill O'Reilly's wife, though.
What about it?
Well?
What are you talking about? It's like specifically against that?
That's a specific law.
Is there not a law that says you can't sleep with O'Reilly's wife? I know it sounds ridiculous.
No, there's no law that says you can't sleep with O'Reilly's wife. That would mean that O'Reilly couldn't sleep with her.
What?
It would mean that O'Reilly couldn't sleep with her if there was a law against it.
Yeah, that's why they got divorced.
Because why?
Because there's a law against sleeping with her, and she was such... sensually, or however you say it, frustrated.
That's a good point.
Oh, that's a great point. Yeah, I thank you, Bud, very much. There's a law against sleeping with Bill O'Reilly's wife, which includes him, and so that's why they got divorced, because she got sexually frustrated.
Well, I didn't say sex.
No, you mumbled it. Which brings us to another case, Anonymous versus Anonymous 1 and 2, and that was the O'Reilly's divorce case. Now it was a custody battle. Custody of the two children. Boy, is that stuff ugly. The dispute was heard by the Second Department in January of the New York Supreme Court, and in any event, they agreed to share custody. Their separation agreement includes provisions allowing for shared custody. They each got the children on alternating weekends and also appointed a neutral therapist. And this is a neutral therapist that O'Reilly hired. So we're going to get on the line here with Dr. Jim Sadler maybe and talk a little bit about the mediation of divorces. And if someone is a neutral therapist mediating a divorce, can one or the other hire that person to work in the kitchen to make falafels and omelets?
You're kidding.
Yes, I'm kidding. We'll be right back. World famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
Welcome back. Here it is, the Phil Hendry Show. We have Dr. Tim Benner will join us here in just a moment here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Just a quick reminder, the Bobby Dooley podcast, is out and about, and it will be available. It is available right now, part one of Bobby Dooley's exclusive to Bobby interview of Jay Moore. And that was a moment to remember. You can't miss this because it's either a height or it is the absolute depths of depravity that was in other words.
Well, in other words, you shouldn't be surprised because.
Because what?
Because that's where she likes to go.
You know, I thought you were going to be cool.
Yeah, you're going to be cool with her.
I am being cool. But I don't think that it is becoming of a mother and a wife to parade herself as she did. I don't know. I'm surprised she didn't take off a high heel and stick her foot in Mr. Moore's face and say, well, do you sniff feet? Do you sniff feet? Did you ever see that one?
What one?
What are you talking about?
I'm not talking to you. You didn't see where the woman was saying, can you sniff this?
You talking about like that lady on
The football.
Oh, that's Rex Ryan's wife. What about it?
Well, that's what Dooley would do, wouldn't she?
That was a man and a wife, and you know what? I don't even want to get into it.
What do you mean that's a man and a... That woman was married to him.
Yes, that was Rex Ryan's wife, and they were sniffing... She was...
And they were sniffing each other? Is that what you're about to say?
He was sniffing her feet.
Well, then, Phil, I think good reporting and journalism... It is incumbent upon me to say that there must have been something of his that she was sniffing.
Well, maybe there was, but we don't have to get into it right now.
What do you think it was?
Well, I'm frightened to think of what it might have been.
Let's forget about it, okay? And let's get on the line here, Dr. Tim Benner. Dr. Benner is a psychologist in Santa Barbara, California. He joins us on our newsmaker line. We're going to talk here about Bill O'Reilly and the very ugly divorce that... He and his wife, his ex-wife, Miss McPhilmy, or Ms. McPhilmy, I guess, went through, and its effect on the I think her name is Jennifer or Janice. Doc, how are you doing?
Hi, Phil. I'm very good. Thank you.
And do you know this lady's name?
I don't know what her name is. I think it was like. Sue or Betty or something like that.
Now, you're a... What?
Are you a psychologist, doctor?
Yes, I am. I'm a psychologist.
And where did you get your degree?
Well, I've got my psychology degree from North Carolina State. And I did my intern at Johns Hopkins Hospital in Washington, D.C. And I also interned at Vanderbilt University Medical Center, and did my first years in practice at Memphis, Tennessee, and then I come to California.
Well, are you...
What's the problem?
There's no problem, doctor.
Well, there is a little bit of a problem. you...
If you think I sound... What...
Maybe non-traditional?
Yeah, you sound like you ran... You took one off the forehead.
No, I didn't say you took one off the forehead. What I'm hearing...
Hold on. I don't know what everybody's talking about. I have a southern accent that says I come from North Carolina. But I'm a psychologist, and I'm also a board certified. Also, I'm a child psychologist, and also I'm a licensed marriage family counselor. Now, that isn't enough to convince you what I do. I also am a postgraduate medical for my psychiatrist medical degree. See, in order I'm going to get a psychiatrist.
Oh, so you're studying medicine now for your medical degree to practice psychiatry?
I don't stutter. That's what I.
I know you don't stutter, Doc. I was just trying to get the. You know, the whole story. All right. So our question is this. Have you been reading up on the O'Reilly and McFilmy case?
I read a little bit of when O'Reilly got angry because she was fixing to have sex and everything with a cop. Now, I think that mostly when you look at Bill O'Reilly, you see a guy who I think has got a lot of problems. And, of course, he's got an ego. And I think he just got, you know, scared and everything.
That don't make any sense.
Let us do it. Let the grown-up... Dr. Binney, the name is Tim Binney?
Yeah, that's my name.
Dr. Binney, Bill O'Reilly is a man who seems to have an anger control problem. Would you agree with that?
I don't know. I've seen him yell, and I've seen him... I would say that he is definitely... There's something going to happen one day. It's probably going to, you know, come unglued, but I think right now, just like a lot of men, you know, if you find out your wife was having sex with a cop, there ain't nothing you can do about that. I found out my wife had sex with a cop one time.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
This is something you lived through?
I lived through it. I had to live through it. There's nothing you can do but ride that. You know, if you get wife is having sex with a cop, you got to ride it.
What do you mean by ride it?
There's nothing you can do about it. You know, if she wants to go out and cat around 2 o'clock in the morning, she's at a cop's house. What are you going to do? Go over and, I want my wife back because, you know, he's a cop that probably had you arrested. But so I had anger issues about that. And, I tried even to dress up like a cop one night. I thought that was all it was about, but it wasn't.
You dressed up like a cop one night because you thought your wife would.
Dad, your wife, you turned on by it?
Well, yeah, I mean, I thought it'd be a bit of shock. So anyway, I dressed up like a cop and stood there in the living room. She come home one night, and I go, hey, you know, you're under arrest. I said something, I forget what it was, and she just went to bed. So I sat there in the living room all night. I was looking at this billy stick, you know, and I tried to think about it because, you know, I'm a psychologist, so I know all about the phallic symbol thing.
Right.
Yeah, and...
Was the billy stick phallic?
Oh, stop. What? That's Freudian. Do you really subscribe to that?
Well, I'm more of a youngin', but it would ever work, you know. And I looked at the billy stick, and I thought, well, hell. I'm just setting her up and saying, well, look, the billy stick probably scared her or something, thinking that, you know. But so I took off the cop uniform. I burned that. I didn't.
You burned it?
Yeah. About 4 o'clock in the morning, I stripped that off, and I shot out on my front lawn.
You talking about sitting on your front lawn nude?
I did.
Yeah, I read a story about that.
Where'd you read this?
Well, I made the newspaper.
Yeah, well, I read the newspaper. North Carolina, a guy, a psychologist, stripped off a cop suit and stood out in the lawn naked, and a police come along, and you got in a fight with him, right?
Well, I got in a fight with this one cop because he looked like this guy that my wife was having sex with, and I wound up. They wound up just knocking me out. I was knocked cold, knocked two teeth out, but I laying in the street.
All right, I want to ask you something. You're a psychologist, and we're talking about Bill O'Reilly and the problems he had with his ex-wife, and you're telling me that you wound up getting violent with some cops after you dressed up like a cop and found out that that didn't work with your ex-wife,
Yeah, sir, that's right. And before you make any judgments, Mr. Henry, understand, what I was doing was psychodrama and play acting was a very, a lot of times people think it's a good way to, transfer anger and irrationality and that kind of thing.
All right, hold on the line, Dr. Tim Binner from Santa Barbara.
This guy's a psychologist.
Yes, that's what... And we'll be right back to talk more with him about the Bill O'Reilly divorce and the custody dispute and so on and so forth. Be right back.
You want to get a drink or something, Doctor?
Phil Henry.
Yeah, I probably won't get a beer or something.
Yeah, this would be a good time because we're going to...
World-famous Phil Henry Show.
Hey, welcome back here. The world-famous Phil Henry Show with Dr. Tim Binner, who is a psychologist from Santa Barbara. He's talking with us here about the O'Reillys. This was a big story that sort of got trending a little bit today. And the story has to do with Bill O'Reilly was apparently, just get down to the basics of this, O'Reilly wanted to get the Catholic Church involved and have his wife, officially... declared apostate or perhaps have her excommunicated or something like that?
Yeah, I don't know too much about it as a psychiatrist. Right now, I'm a psychologist. You know, I don't have at present time credentials? Yeah, credentials to be a psychiatrist.
Well, you don't have to be a psychiatrist, Dr. Binner, to know you're a psychologist, and this we're talking about the dynamics of psychology, aren't we?
Say that again?
We're talking about the dynamics of psychology, are we not?
Yeah, I mean, that's what we're doing, but if you want to talk about psychology, I might bring in some pharmacology, see? And you want to bring in some pharmacology... Well, hell, that's a way to deal with it. Now, I don't know whether O'Reilly needs any of that.
Well, there's a good question. Does Bill O'Reilly need to be on medicine?
I don't know if he is or not, you know.
But say, if he were not on medicine, Doctor, what'd you say?
I'd say a man probably do good to get himself I don't know if it's antidepressant or he got a bipolar. I'd love to take a look at his EEG. And the thing with Bill O'Reilly is, you want to look at an EEG on that man. You also want to obviously assess him on psychologically. Look at the EEG. Take a look at how his alpha waves look. I always want to see the alpha wave. Yeah, man, I never want to not see an alpha wave, you know.
What about alpha wave?
Well, alpha wave is the back of the brain, and that is energy, pretty much where your serotonin is going to go, you know.
Well, Doctor, you sound like you just... Forgive me, but you sound like you just crawled out from under a porch, and...
Margaret?
No, hold on. I think this needs to be said. You sound like you just crawled out from underneath a porch, and yet you sound... You know things that I don't know, and it bothers me.
Well, that's too bad. You don't have to deal with that, you know.
Yeah, you just gotta deal with it.
Why do I have to... Could you butt out, please? Why do I have to deal... I want the truth. Do you have a degree in psychology, yes or no?
I said I do.
Why don't you believe him?
I can't believe that anyone that sounds as if they were sleeping in the back of a car that's parked on the front lawn, sounds like this.
Well, I'm sorry to you, ma'am. You don't, you know, I'm sorry you don't believe.
Do you get a lot of people talking to you like this, Doctor, like they're incredulous?
I have a lot of people say, you sound like you're dumber than two coats of paint. My old man, you say, you're about as dingy as two coats of paint. I said, there you go, you know.
What does that mean, there you go?
It means, you know, that's the way you want to think, that's the way you want to think. I ain't going to think that way either. You take a man down there and a whole can of buttermilk, too.
What?
Say that again.
I understood him.
What is he saying?
Well, you want it talking?
Yeah, I don't know. What he's saying basically is, if you want to talk, you want to say I'm dumb, I'm going to say you're dumb too. Right, Doc?
Yeah, that's pretty much it. I mean, look, you take a man who goes off a horn, and you give yourself a big hog leg, and you grab on hold of that. I was with a lady down here, and saw a man over here. Not a one of them come alive.
Yeah, I thought he said that on it. He's saying that you have no business putting him down.
Wait a minute. Why do you have to interpret for him?
You understand what he's saying?
Yeah. Go. You get him a home?
What?
Do you have him a home?
Do I have a home? Yes, I do.
No.
No, he didn't say that. Basically, what he's saying is...
Hold on for a minute. I will not... This man speaks English, and I want him to speak English. What did you say?
Ma'am, I am not speaking. Everyone's standing wrong.
What did you say?
What are you saying, Doc? Because I don't understand either.
I said, if you all get my hand and you frame the leg...
If I get your hand and I frame your leg...
No, he didn't say that.
Hold on for a minute, bud. What did you say, Doc?
Oh, my God. You two people get... I swear, it is like a ring-tailed cheever and cement on a horn.
A ring-tailed cheever and cement on a horn.
No, he didn't say that. He's saying you people are about as clueless. They're about as clueless as a cat sticking his nose in a rat hole. See? And what he said before that?
Yeah.
As clueless as a cat? Why is it you can understand him and I can't?
You don't understand a guy. He's just talking like regular American talk.
That's not American talk.
Well, ma'am, I tell you right now, I'm Kevin Ford, and a man said to me one time, and this is something my granddad also said to me. He said, you know, son, every time I leave, and I got myself a jet in mind, you're going to jump all over me, and I'll never forget that.
Yeah.
If I heard you correctly, you said something about Jet Li jumping all over you.
What the hell, man? That's not what he said. He said, if you're going to bring it, you have to bring it with both barrels. Meaning, if you're going to criticize him, you have to be...
Yeah, you got to walk a mile in a man's shoe.
In a man's shoes?
No, he said one shoe, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm soiled.
You're soiled?
Yeah.
What does your soiled mean?
Means he's walked a mile only in one shoe.
Will you get out of here with that? He walked a mile in one shoe. He's soiled.
Yeah, yeah, Miss Renner, look. I know you travel a heap, and you've been a heap of lick. But have you ever licked on a corn? Okay.
Have I ever licked on a who?
On a corn.
Licked? No. What did he say?
What, Dr. J?
Yeah, I give him a hug.
See?
Okay, all right. Thank you very much, Doc.
Well, see, you know, I'll tell you something, Mr. Hank. You live that, and you don't have it. And you never will, because it's all hanging down.
I don't have it, and I never will, because it's all hanging down.
You didn't say that.
Well, what did he...
Okay, Doc, listen, thank you. For some reason, it's gotten tougher to understand you.
Well, I'm talking about some concepts here. It's space age, you know?
Concepts that are space age.
No, I didn't say that. I said I'm talking about a concept, a space age.
Yeah, he said he's talking about leaving.
Leaving? Leaving the interview?
Yeah, hey, Hodgkin.
No, leaving the country.
All right. Thank you very much, sir.
Hold on for a minute, man.
Why'd you hang up?
Why did I hang up? Because I can't understand a thing he's saying. Every time I think I understand what he's saying, it's something else. I'm thinking of leaving the country. What the hell are you talking about, man?
I didn't say it. He did, man.
Well, I don't believe that I sat here and talked to a man who is studying... Who is a psychologist, is this close to getting a psychiatric, his medical degree and his license as a psychiatrist, and I... Oh, God.
Take it easy, Margaret, okay?
Just
take it easy, all right?
What's he crying about?
Well, what the hell are you guys, I mean, why do you understand that guy?
I don't know.
Yeah, man, I'm going to go down here, and blah, blah, blah. That's all it sounded like to me.
No, that guy speaks more clearly than a lot of people.
Oh, sure. Sure he does. Yeah, I'm going to jump on a corn and whatever that guy, that cat.
Well, that guy comes from North Carolina. Next time, maybe you shouldn't have no guy there.
What?
Yeah, see, right there. What did you say?
I said a guy come from North Carolina. Maybe next time, not have no guy there.
Not have no guy there, huh? What does that mean?
Means don't interview a guy there.
Yeah.
What is it with you with the yeah, Robert? Every time he says something, you're like, yeah, 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 yeah.
Because I agree with him.
Because he knows that I'm right.
In any event, look, I don't want to get into a big argument, okay? I understand. You guys understand the doctor fine, you know? I don't know that we can have him back on the show.
He's eminent. He's eminent in his field.
He's eminent in his field. Well, get a load of that.
Where are you getting this horse hockey, bud? He's eminent in his field where?
In Santa Barbara.
In Santa Barbara. This guy is a psychologist in Santa Barbara. He almost has his psychiatry license, degree, whatever the hell you want to call it.
No, his medical degree.
Yeah, he's studying to be a psychiatrist.
He's studying. You know, one thing's for sure. You may understand what he's saying, but you still talk like a dumbass. He's studying for his psychiatry, huh?
Yeah.
All right. So, getting back to this dispute, and the part of it that really makes me, and I didn't even ask the doctor about the whole religious thing, but what happened here was this. O'Reilly and his ex-wife had a court-appointed mediator that was talking to them about working out the dispute in terms of child custody. This court-appointed mediator was a psychologist by the name of Kulikowski, earning about six figures a year now from O'Reilly, because she went to work for O'Reilly. So Gawker says that O'Reilly rigged the game against his ex-wife. A lower court initially denied McPhilmy's request for a hearing about O'Reilly's co-option of the therapist, but the appellate court agreed with McPhilmy and sent the case back for a hearing. So he tried to hire this...
Well, he's hiring the one that was supposed to be a mediator.
Yeah. I don't know. I just... None of this stuff surprises me, and I shouldn't say that, but I mean, if you were looking at Bill O'Reilly over the years and watching him on TV and listening to him and everything, does any of this surprise you? I mean, the guy is, he seems like a guy that wants to tear somebody's throat out half the time, you know?
What do you mean about that?
I mean, he's more pissed off than I, there are tapes of Bill O'Reilly, and there's tapes of me, both of us losing our temper. He's got me beat by a country mile. He was ready to... And also the fact that he's got me beat by a country mile for a guy that loses his temper and doesn't get fired, you know.
Well, you're not going to fire Bill O'Reilly.
Oh, you can fire anybody you want, man. I've seen guys getting canned for less and more famous.
Who?
Don't tell me, because I know. What about Bobby Knight?
Who?
Bobby Knight, the basketball coach.
What'd he do?
Bobby Knight flipped his lid and he got canned by Indiana. Right?
Well, I don't know that he got canned.
Yeah, he did. He got fired. Bobby Knight flipped out on some kid, threw a chair, something, and he got canned. I'd tell you right now, I think Bobby Knight, when he got fired, was bigger nationally than Bill O'Reilly.
No, man, I don't think so, but Bobby Knight was on basketball.
Bobby Knight was like legendary in the sporting world in the United States. All right, we'll take a break here at the world famous Phil Henry Show. I just said at the world famous Phil Henry Show, as if we're at the World Baseball Classic or something. We'll come back, take a look at other news, including that World Baseball Classic that just turned out to be one big fat dud. What else? Quarterback Steve Davis has passed on, and more news about Elizabeth Hasselbeck. And news about Matt Hasselbeck. And are they related? No, they're not. But, oh, man, that'd be perfect. We'll be right back. World famous Phil Henry Show.
Truth.
How do you know they're not?
Is our
I don't
bitch.
Know.
Just, the Phil Henry Show.
It would have come out by now.
What would have?
It would have. No, I don't want to do it.
Well, you said you saw a man like that.
I didn't. And welcome back to the world-famous Phil Henry Show, 877-876-PHIL, also online at philhenryshow.com, where right now there is live streaming video of our video cast, the Phil Henry Show video cast, and we are mobile, and it's a beautiful thing. You must have a backstage pass, otherwise you are leaving just the best part of the day behind. There's nothing else to watch tonight except for us. And as we've said, there's every chance that I'm going to lose it and kill somebody.
What are you talking about?
I'm kidding. Sort of. All right. Who did I talk to?
Well, you were saying you were traveling down south.
Yeah, I was traveling down south. And, it happens. Anybody that... it doesn't have to be down south. It can be anywhere where there are particularly thick accents, and I couldn't understand a word this guy was saying. But I'm not saying it's just Southerners. I don't even know that people who live out west can be understood. It just depends, I think, on how well people speak. You know.
Well, how about a guy out here talk?
like you, Robert, I can't even understand. And you're from California, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're pretty hard to understand.
And you, Dickman.
Yeah, I agree with that, Dickman. It's like you've got a mouthful of every kind of gruel, every kind of porridge.
Why? But I do.
You're an idiot. You're talking too loud, and half the time, even while you're talking loud, you're not pronouncing anything. So to hear,
well, I don't know. I come from California. I don't have an accent.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
Well, how come you don't?
Because I'm a broadcaster. Because I learned how to pronunciate, man. Because I what are you looking at?
What's with this man? You know.
Yeah, nobody understands you, Miss Gray.
Are you high on something? Of course they do. You understand me?
Yes, I understand you, but you're also very educated from Penn and all that crap. All right, screw it.
No. Why is it people can understand you?
Because I'm a broadcaster. Because I'm going to get... I started out in a business where you got to announce, you got to pronunciate, you have to say stuff clear. Okay? I mean, otherwise you get canned. A former pastor was sentenced Monday to life in prison without parole in the fatal bludgeoning of his second wife in 2008. Arthur A.B. Shermer was sentenced nearly 2 months after a jury convicted him of first-degree murder in the death of Betty Shermer. The conviction brought an automatic life sentence. Shermer's son, Nate Novak, said, quote, "My mom is finally able to rest in peace. We do have some closure, and it's a great day overall, even though the life conviction isn't going to bring my mom back." That's the truth. And, you know, what are you going to do? Even if they killed this guy, it ain't going to bring her back. Shermer's charged separately with killing his first wife, Jewel Shermer, in 1999. He awaits trial in that case. See, my whole thing is, there's some of these things are so gruesome that you can't...
Don't start in with the life... Look, the death penalty is over. It's over.
The death penalty's over?
Yes, the death penalty's over. It will be made... I see the death penalty going away completely within 6 to 10 years. It will be gone. It will be over. There will be no more death penalty, no more executions in the United States. And lives, yes, lives will be spared.
Isn't that nice? Lives will be spared.
Yes. Why are you being sarcastic?
Because I was just reflecting on the lives that will be spared, you know. I'm reflecting on that lady who was drowned, her and her two daughters, by that piece of garbage, that guy that they did put to death in Florida.
No, hold on for just a minute. You don't get to manipulate the topic emotionally. I'm talking about something dry-eyed and very clear-eyed and just dry-eyed.
Dry-eyed and clear-eyed?
Yes, and clear-eyed.
Dry-eyed, clear-eyed, and dry-eyed.
Don't get smart.
Margaret.
I'll just listen to me for a minute. If someone took my son, who I love dearly, Jason J. Delmonico, and fed him into a wood chipper...
Good God.
Now, hold on for a minute. I would say, yes, I want that man dead, but I would feel bad. What are you looking at?
We're waiting for your answer here. This is fascinating.
Yeah. You're saying that your son is a wood chipper?
Why do you put your hand on your mouth like that, Robert, like you're hog calling? You said they did that at a wood chipper?
Well, Margaret, answer the question.
I'm answering it. If my son, Jason J. Delmonico, who I love with every fiber of my being, if anyone laid a hand on my son, I fear for them. I fear for them.
Well, what are you going to do? You going to kill him? You're against the death penalty.
Did I say I killed him?
Well, then you torture him.
Did I say I'd torture them?
Well, then what's left? You fear for them, you know?
Yes, I fear for them because of what I'm going to do, but I didn't say I'd kill them or torture them.
What are you going to do if it's so bad, then?
What are you anxious to find out?
All right, okay, so what's the upshot of this?
Well, I'm sorry if I'm boring you.
No, what's the upshot? So if your son, Jason J. Delmonico, was killed...
And I love that boy more than life itself. I love my son more than I love my husband. I hate to say it, but it's true.
I understand.
And if anyone hurt my son... Let's see.
Oh,
what are you laughing at?
Let's see.
No, I'm... If anyone hurt my son, I would... I'd take a sledgehammer to their face.
Yeah, then you kill him.
No, I would not. God, what? Are you stupid?
Margaret, how do you take a sledgehammer to a guy's face and not kill him?
I would want to, but I wouldn't. And that's the difference between me and most people. They would take the full sledgehammer to someone's head. I wouldn't.
You'd want to?
Yes.
But you'd resist the temptation. What if the guy was standing right there in front of you?
No, no, you can't get away with that.
Yeah, what if the guy's standing there in front of you and nobody can catch you and you had a sledgehammer?
If the guy was right in front of me and no one could catch me?
Yes.
I would take that sledgehammer to him and I would pulverize him.
Okay, and you've just killed him.
Not in the eyes of society. No, I haven't. Because no one witnessed it.
That's the biggest load of bull.
Don't tell me I'm full of crap.
I'm telling you you're full of crap. Because no one witnessed it, then it wasn't death.
It was not. If a tree falls in the woods, was a man beaten? Well, not beaten. If a tree falls in the woods...
And no one was around to hear it, did it fall?
No, that's not how it goes.
Yeah, it is.
No, it isn't. If a tree...
Hold on for a minute. Now we're going to get into an argument about this stupid thing, which everybody knows. If a tree falls in the woods and no one is around to hear it or see it, did it fall?
What?
That doesn't make any sense.
We'll be right back. Phil Henry Show.
Are you all right?
Yes, I'm okay.